It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickett will be back on the air with me tomorrow. Coming up in Wisconsin Legends, a look at the life and political career of Fighting Bob La Follette, governor, senator, progressive candidate for president, among other things. First, a new poll out today from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research finds that 63% of Milwaukee metro residents oppose state funding for a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks, and 53% oppose spending state money on development of infrastructure related to a new arena. Could be bad news for the future of the franchise in the city. Previous reports have suggested that a new arena is key to keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee. Our next guest is confident, though, that a deal for an arena can be struck and could pay dividends for the city. We're joined now by Tim Sheehy, president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. Tim, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be with you this afternoon.
So this new poll, 63% of residents in the Milwaukee metro area opposed to state funding for a new arena, a higher percentage opposed when you look statewide. Bad news from your perspective. What's your reaction?
No, I don't think it's bad news. Especially in the Milwaukee area here, the survey only asked 162 people, and the 53-45 spread is within the 8-point margin of error. And I really think for local politics here, if you took out the Racine area, which nobody is expecting to participate in the financing of a new downtown arena, you would change the results of that survey. But the point is, we've got a lot of work to do. It's very early on, and we need to make a compelling case, and I think we can do that.
For people who are unconvinced, what's the case you think you need to make to them?
Sure. The case I think that we need to make is that we have, as a region, as a metropolitan area, you can expand it further as a state, we're in a race to improve our economic prosperity. And there are going to be clearly winners and losers in that race. And Milwaukee is the flagship city, as a flagship region in Wisconsin, accounts for more than a third of the state's revenues, more than a third of the state's population, and more than a third of the state's economy. And what is going to make this region successful is our ability to attract and retain and develop the diverse talent that our economy needs. And if we're going to do that, part of the emphasis we have to place is on reinvesting in our cultural and entertainment assets that help make this an attractive location for the kind of talent that's going to drive growth in our future. And we view that a downtown entertainment center that can draw in excess of 2 million visitors, has a significant economic impact, and puts us on a global stage is an asset that's worth investing in, both private and public dollars.
And you've used the phrase entertainment center. Is this just going to be a place for the Bucks to play basketball? If not, what else will this be used for?
Sure. I mean, the Bucks are clearly the marquee name on it, as it's an NBA arena. But there are only 40 dates that an NBA team plays in a market. And so when I call it a downtown entertainment center, it is truly the appropriate moniker for a venue like this. There are concerts that are brought in from national concerts, from the national concert circuit, that won't stop here without a venue. There are community events. There are meetings. It's a facility that's used 200 plus days a year. And I think in a re-envisioned and new facility, it could connect even better with the community than it does right now. And all that activity brings in new dollars to the state. It brings in new revenue. Just as one example, the basketball players that play in the arena produce almost $7 million a year in income tax for the state alone. So there are lots of economic spinoffs from this kind of an investment.
A lot of people look at public money for a sports arena and entertainment venue in this case and say, hey, there's a lot of money in the league for the owners, the players. Why do we need to tap into public funds to help build it?
Yeah, and it's a great question. And of the last over the last 15 years, there have been 13 NBA facilities built. The average public sector contribution is 69%. I think we're gonna beat that significantly, and we should with a larger private sector share. But these communities all over the United States are doing this because it is a unique business. It's an attractive asset for a community. It puts those communities that have it, there are only 27 in the United States, it puts them on a global stage, and they have made the decision, and we're going to have to make the similar decision, is it worth some kind of public support? And again, I think the public support here will be far less than what other communities have had to do.
Are you looking at just state coffers being tapped here or some kind of regional tax? What exactly would be the form of the public money?
Well, again, I think we're looking at a combination of the best way to do this. We have talked about the potential of a sales tax. The advantage to that is that a third of that is going to be paid by residents who don't live here. That's a very positive thing. I just gave you an idea of how the state benefits from the tax revenue generated from this activity. So that's a possibility. And I think that your listeners need to know that the current entertainment center, the Bradley Center, is a state-owned facility. And it's a state-owned facility that for most of its 25 years has drawn no revenue from the state of Wisconsin. It's only recently, in the last couple of years, that the state has begun to put in some money to help maintain a facility that it is the owner of, for lack of a better word. So as we look forward to the next 25 or 30 years, that facility could require $100 to $125 million in upkeep and investment. And so part of the question we're asking, is that a smart investment for the state, or are we better putting something like that into a new facility that will give us a better chance to be successful?
There has been talk from community groups in Milwaukee over the last couple of months saying, in effect, if we're going to put lots of money in for the Bucks to play basketball, can this project include new, improved, rehabilitated recreational facilities for kids in Milwaukee? Can you see that being rolled into the project?
Well, what I can see and what I see right now is a vibrant discussion in this community about what we need to do to remain attractive, to develop the talent we have, and to attract people into the area and into the region. And so this is not just about a new place to play basketball. We have a vibrant discussion here about how we fund our cultural institutions, the zoo, the museum, the performing arts center, our parks. All those are vital assets, and I think this is a much broader discussion for us at the local level here in the Milwaukee area that extends beyond just a new downtown entertainment center. And we're just beginning that conversation, but we're very pleased with the reaction I think we're getting so far.
The similar battle over Miller Park a while back led to a state senator being recalled pretty much over that one issue. Are politicians, do you think, going to be willing to stick their necks out to support public funding of this new arena?
Yeah, and I happened to be sitting in George Petak's office before he walked out to take that vote, and I think it was a courageous thing to do.
No kidding.
He may have painted himself into a bit of a box by saying he wasn't going to vote for it, but I think if you look back at the situation we had at the time, drawing a little over 1.5 million people to County Stadium, you had a team that wasn't playing very well. The league was about to go on strike, and the prospects were not very bright. I'll fast forward to today. The Brewers are 5 games ahead in the division, and I think you would be hard-pressed to find anybody in the Milwaukee area who doesn't think Miller Park was a fantastic investment, that it's a great asset for the region. And what it's cost most residents in the region, they probably have more change that's fallen out of their pocket under their car seats than it cost them for that kind of an investment.
What does the community lose? What does the Milwaukee region lose if the Bucks ultimately don't get the stadium and move elsewhere?
I don't think Milwaukee is a one-horse town. It is not dependent solely on the Brewers or the Bucks or the Symphony or the Public Museum or our park system. But what we lose is we take a step back. that this community has had an NBA team for 35 plus years. It's been an asset. It's part of our it's part of what we sell. And I'm a big believer that we should take care of our assets and reduce our liabilities. And I don't want to see us go backwards by losing an asset that we have. And I think a modest public investment as a part of the private sector investment going in here will help secure that asset for us going forward and allow us to build and repair some of the other public institutions that need support.
Tim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Anytime.
That was Tim Sheehy, president of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce.